and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on. Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and today I have a brand new batch of social media news stories. I have some fun ones. I have some hopefully positive and uplifting ones. I have one that involves a cat, so I'm happy. And I hope this uplifting story will be a good way to start out this episode. It is about a bridal boutique which has put a mannequin in a wheelchair in the window of their store, and people are loving it. Rightfully so. I feel like the internet responded well to this. It could have responded badly. Also, on a side note, I feel like when we're talking about minorities or groups of people who are discriminated against, I often feel those with disabilities are not represented. I feel like handicaps are not represented as well as they should be in society. And I just think that's an issue that we should all talk about more. I know I need to talk about more with others. I need to learn more about it. I need to learn more about the issues and about ways that we can all help. So for me, when I read the story, it inspired me again. Like, I need to really look into this, and I need to see how we can all help each other and how we can all support each other. So I'm just going to put that out there. You should all do it. I'm sure the internet will tell us so many things that, you know, we didn't know, that I didn't know for sure. And the story, I think, is a good jumping off point because it brings up an issue that is often not talked about, and that is about brides who are in wheelchairs and about showing that people can buy dresses no matter, you know, what situation they have in life. And I feel like this window display that this bridal shop put up showed that and showed that the shop was aware of this issue and wanted to bring it to light. So good job on them. This bridal boutique has gotten love for this window display. It had a mannequin in a wheelchair wearing a wedding gown. And it's not completely abnormal, of course, to see a bride in a wheelchair, but it really isn't represented in a window display or really anywhere, I feel like. And so many people are applauding this boutique for their display and applauding them for what they did. The wedding boutique is a new shop in town, and it shouldn't be as exciting as it is to see a shop, just any bridal shop, displaying like disability portrayed in this way in a shop window. But unfortunately, I feel like it doesn't happen enough, and that's why people are getting so excited about it, because it doesn't happen. It doesn't get talked about and displayed in a positive light. And this was brought up by Twitter user Beth Wilson, and she wrote that, you know, again, she was so excited to see this and that it doesn't get enough support. The store in particular is called the White Collection Bridal Boutique, and it is in Portishead, England, which is near Bristol. Laura Allen is the boutique owner. And she told news outlets in an email that she was pleased with all of the attention the current display was getting, especially since the current display with the bride in a wheelchair replaced a much more elaborate display. The more elaborate display had like a whole Cinderella carriage and falling snow and a suitcase. And she said that for this season, they wanted to, you know, strip it back, not have it be so elaborate. And then they wanted to have a mannequin in each window. So she said, our thoughts of having one of them in a wheelchair was, why not? And we didn't really think too much about it. So good on them. They just were like, we're just going to change our window display. And it's not even a super elaborate display. It's just showing something that doesn't get enough attention. It doesn't get enough inclusivity in what we look at and kind of the advertisements, I guess, that we see. Even though I would say this is not, you know, a big mainstream advertisement, but it's just at a local boutique. But it is still a step in the right direction. The woman, Laura Allen, who owns the boutique, said that she loved the fact that it's so simple compared to the window display before, the one they have now, yet it portrays such a powerful message of inclusion. She added, "We certainly didn't expect it to get the attention that it has, but we have loved the positive comments from passerbyers and hope it means that one day things like this are just the norm." After Beth Wilson, who was the original Twitter user who tweeted this photo, she shared a photo of the window display. It went viral, and other people started to share their own photos of wheelchair-using brides in wedding gowns. And I feel like they were really touching. People talking about how finding a dress was one of the most difficult things, the difficult parts of the wedding, because, you know, people, they didn't feel like there was tons of advertisements for it. People didn't talk about it. And just like fighting other stereotypes, I'm sure. So many people have responded positively and have been really glad that this store has made this step and done this for so many different people. Also, I would say in recent years, it seems that the fashion world is taking some, you know, very important steps toward inclusivity, towards showing different body types and, you know, just different types of people out there wearing fashion in their advertisements. And I think it has increased. I hope that it just continues and that's just an upward trajectory and that more and more advertisers notice that the models they choose should reflect the people that they want to wear their clothes. And it's not just, you know, size zero people who wear their clothes. So I feel like that can be a positive thing, and that the more advertisers show, hopefully the more that all of everyone else's mindsets can open up to what, you know, what is beautiful and what is normal. You know, the idea of seeing someone in a wheelchair wearing, you know, super fancy designer clothes, I hope that that can be more accepted. And even just someone in a wheelchair wearing a wedding dress, because of course people who are in wheelchairs need to wear wedding dresses and get married. So I hope that that can become more accepted. So good on this store, and great job on this Twitter user who brought up this image and made it go viral. So always a good thing to hear about. The next story is uplifting as well, but this one is one that I particularly love because it has to do with cats, and I love cats. It also has to do with a cat shelter, which is another great cause that everyone should support. This is about a volunteer at a shelter who ends up falling asleep with all of the cats that he goes to take care of. This is about the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And apparently it was just a typical day when a man walked in and inquired about volunteering. I hope that's typical. Everyone should, you know, take some time to go volunteer at your local animal shelter. This man introduced himself as Terry and said that he wanted to help by brushing the cats, which, you know, is normal. Many volunteers come in and help brush the cats because they have lots of fur. And that was like 6 months ago. And now, apparently, Terry comes into the shelter every day, and according to the shelter, he's changed the life of every cat there. Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary is a sanctuary and adoption center, and it specializes in rescuing cats with special needs. So a lot of what the volunteers do, their main job is to, like, socialize the cats and get them used to interacting with people and providing them love and comfort. And Elizabeth Feldhausen, who's the founder of the sanctuary, said that Terry is not like other volunteers. Apparently, he just walked in with his own brush, which is adorable, and just started brushing the cats, which I can't imagine. You know, you've seen everything, I'm sure, being a cat sanctuary owner. You've seen so many, you know, poor stories about cats and just all these things, and you just want to help all the cats, and you've seen volunteers come and go, but a man comes in with his own brush and just starts petting the cats? That's like next level. Anyway, Terry apparently has brushed and spent time with each and every cat who lives at the sanctuary, and he can tell you about each one of the cats, all of their likes and dislikes, and he greets them all every day as if he's just greeting a group of old childhood friends, which is so adorable. Also, Terry loves to hang out with the cats, and he sits on all of their comfy couches at the sanctuary and brushes all the cats. And apparently, more often than not, he's so comfortable that he just ends up falling asleep on the couch. And this is why I think this went viral, because of all the pictures of Terry falling asleep on the couch. And the shelter or the sanctuary owner, she says, Terry sleeps on accident like every single day here. And apparently, the cats love when he falls asleep. They always steal his body heat and sleep with him. And I think he makes them feel safe. So the images of him, Terry, falling asleep with all of these cats, then falling asleep on him, has gone viral. And I think it's adorable. And even though it's by accident, the naps have become a staple part of the sanctuary's daily schedule. And when Terry comes into the sanctuary, all the cats just see him, you know, and want to fall asleep on him, I guess, and can't wait to be brushed. So also, I wonder if when Terry comes into the shelter, I wonder if the cats just, like, see him as this big, like, electric blanket, you know, like a just like a nice heater, like a hot water bottle just to curl up on. I like to imagine that. I really like cats. So this is an adorable story for me. Also, none of the staff mind when Terry falls asleep because they think his nap time with the cats is perfect and they're just really grateful to have him there. They're really grateful for him to be a comfort for the cats. And also, which is apparently something that happens and I think this is super important, he spends equal time with all of the cats. So I like to think he has equal nap time with all of the cats and equal brushing. And obviously he doesn't, you know, favor all the cats. He wants to help all of them equally and brush them and socialize them. So good on you, Terry. And if you want to support Terry and all of the cat friends in the shelter, you can donate to Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary. I believe you can just donate on their website. It looked pretty easy when I saw it online. And also, they just have so many cute pictures of Terry falling asleep with the cats. And it's just adorable. It's just a nice older gentleman who just wanted to help out some cats at a sanctuary. So good for Terry. I'm really glad this story went viral because I'm really glad I got to look at all the pictures of all of the cats. So thank you so much to the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary. And we're going to take a break and then we'll be right back and keep talking about some more social media news stories.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the Social Media News Podcast. We are continuing to talk about some social media news stories. This next one is pretty funny. The one before this was, like, they have been pretty uplifting. This one's not quite as uplifting, but I found very funny. So strap in. This is about a woman who ruined her sister's birthday by swallowing the gift that her sister was given. Yes. She swallowed the gift. It's weird. That's all I have to say. It's very bizarre. This is really just a tale of, like, I don't know, stupidity. and the woman posted this herself. So the woman who swallowed the gift, she actually, she posted it on Reddit. So she wrote about it herself. And she explained what happened. She had been working a night shift and she had been feeling really just disoriented after working this night shift. She was tired. You know, if you've worked a night shift, you know. But then for some reason, she was just so exhausted. She decided that the right response to her sister, showing off her brand new birthday gift, which was a ring, was to swallow it. Yes, it's weird. There's nothing I can say that makes that make more sense. Honestly, there's just nothing. It's bizarre, and I just feel bad for everyone involved, including this woman's, like, stomach and general intestines and body workings. So I will now read to you this story, because the best way to describe it is just to read it to you in her own words. All right. So she started out by saying that she said, "I am so beside myself with shame that I almost couldn't bring myself to post this. But Reddit karma is my mistress, and I must heed her sweet call. So Reddit users, you'll understand. She just had to post it. She had to get all the karma. And her story begins. She said, "So yesterday was my sister's birthday. I was waking up from a dead night shift worker induced sleep when my teenage sister wandered into my room to proudly boast of her garnered treasures. 'Look what mom gave me,' said my poor sister, unaware of what was about to happen as she placed a pretty little golden ring with her birthstone into my palm. Now I cannot stress enough that what happened next took nothing more than a split second. I looked at that ring in my hand and I just got this image of me throwing back my hand and swallowing the darn thing like a Bugs Bunny cartoon." She says a different word, but this is a family show. She says, "My primitive ape brain said, 'Funny joke.' So I did it. I think it was the next split second when I saw the horror in my sister's eyes and felt the ring slide past my gullet that I realized what a horrible mistake I had made. So my little sister runs screaming from my room and I hobble out as well, head bowed in repentance and eyes brimming with shame as I admitted that I, a 20-year-old grown woman, had swallowed my little sister's ring. No, I didn't know why I did it. Yes, I am an idiot. No one was amused, and everyone was very mad, which is very understandable." Yeah, amen to that. "So brief intermission for my sister's birthday, as I made a quick excursion to the ER, where my story is once again not found funny by anyone and is met with either stern disapproval or a remarkable sense of passivity. Like, you could see in their eyes that they had seen endless crap, and to them I was just a simple drop in the bucket of human stupidity. They took a couple of x-rays, and I hung around the ER for about 8 hours before they broke the news that I was going to live, much to my mother's chagrin, and to go home and wait for nature to take its course." Yes, for nature to take its course. She then says a line, which I will paraphrase by saying she pooped out the ring this morning as she is writing it, and then ended by saying, "Happy birthday, sis." So, I love how she described the ER as no one cared. I'm sure they have seen much, much worse. But yeah, a woman just swallowed a ring, which was her sister's birthday gift, just swallowed it for no real reason, and it just passed through her body like everything else does, and good news, they got it back. If her sister wants it, I don't know. I feel so bad for this family, and why did you do it? But you know, those moments you're disoriented and just, you know, the primitive part of your brain just thinks something will be funny, so you decide to do it, and then it's definitely not funny. Oh, we've all been there. Maybe not to this extreme, but, you know, we all have our moments. No one will really understand why she ever swallowed this ring. No one will really understand why she did it. Only the very dark and most basic part of her brain. But, oh, good luck, family. Please, no one do that. Honestly, just don't. If someone just puts, like, a little gift in your hand, you know, tiny, something that you could swallow, just don't. You don't need to. It's fine. We'll all understand. Anyway, moving on to the next story. Oh, also, happy birthday to your sister, by the way. Oh, boy. Anyway, moving on. This next story is about sneakers, and it is particularly about sneakers made of grass that are coming into a store near you, or just online. I'm not quite sure how expensive sneakerheads go about doing these things, but these are so that you can blend into nature, allegedly. The shoe giant Nike announced that it would be dropping a new version of its popular Air Max 1 golf sneakers that are inspired by golf courses themselves, which is fairly evident by the grass turf-like material that the shoe uppers are made of. Shoe uppers was a term I did not know. I am not a sneakerhead, but that is the upper part of the shoe, obviously, but not the sole, so not like the rubber sole part. It's just all of where the normal material would be, like around your laces, around your toe, your heel. All the rest of it is just turf-like material. The green shoe features a Zoom Air midsole and a gum rubber outsole, perfect for providing traction when going around on, you know, the golf course, and has matching green laces that are inspired by the fairways, Also, of course, they have the iconic Nike swoosh. The Nike swoosh is actually white, so you can really see it. It stands out. It's on either side of the shoe, so you're not going to miss that they're Nikes. Also, you're going to probably, everyone's going to be confused why you're wearing turf grass on your shoes. But anyway, the branding normally seen on the Air One is not included in this model. I don't know what the normal branding for the Air Max One is, but anyway, it's not there because your shoe looks like grass. The release date hasn't been finalized yet for the shoes, and their retail price is expected to be $140. $140 for someone who put turf grass on their shoes. Although I do have to say, they do look cool. Like, I'm not saying I would buy them, but they do look cool. I will give them that. Like, I don't know. I could see it for golfing because it's like, I feel like golfers can wear fun. Like, they wear really bright colored shirts and stuff. Like, I feel like that's just kind of part of it. Like, you know, grown men can wear like pink or salmon colored polos and everyone, that's just normal and totally accepted. No one makes fun of them, even though, you know, they're out just a bunch of guys. No one cares. So I could see these type of shoes maybe being good for golf. And if you just really want to like blend in with the course, I don't know. I mean, maybe you wear camo when you golf, so maybe it makes sense to have grass shoes. I'm not sure. I'm disappointed that they're not just made of grass because I think that would be kind of fun, although no one would wear it. But, you know, I think it'd be cool. And yeah, I think they look cool. If you're going to wear them, go for it. You know, own it. You should. But it's interesting. The turf is like also really shaggy. So it's not like there's like short turf, you know, that's like really close cut grass. This definitely looks shaggier. Like the blades of grass are longer. And they also like put it together so that they're all kind of like they're not sticking straight up. They're kind of like moving. They all have like a flow that kind of goes from like where your foot enters in the shoe out to like where the toe is. So there's like a flow of the grass. It's not just like sticking out in like patches everywhere. It looks, I mean, it's Nike, so it looks more refined. Also, I'm sure if you're a sneakerhead, you're gonna buy this. I don't know, I'm not an expert on sneakers, so I don't know if this is like the most outlandish of all of the Nike shoe products that they've made. Probably not, but it does look out there. I mean, literally outside, like the grass, it literally looks out there. But I don't know. I mean, I think people will buy them. $140, is that expensive for Nikes? I'm not sure. I feel like that's not. I feel like that's kind of reasonable. But good on Nike. I think these are pretty creative designs, and I think they went, you know, golf is good for shoes like this to come out. And they just took what could have been just another, you know, they could have just released their popular shoe model, you know, the golf shoe, in like some other color. But they decided to update it. They decided to make the Max 1 or Air Max 1, whatever it is, look more interesting. So I think they did a good job. I think it looks cool. If you're a golfer, I think you should try them and then post pictures because I think that'd be fun to see. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back and keep talking about some more social media news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. We are finishing up our social media stories for this episode. And this is about the social media that you all use, or are at least aware of. It is about the giants, Facebook, and also Instagram, because Facebook owns Instagram. Facebook is looking to Instagram for the future of digital ads. They're doing this because many users think of Instagram as like the younger, cooler Facebook, which I would agree with, because as soon as your parents and like grandparents have a Facebook, like it's not that young or cool. And I would also say Instagram is like a little more polished kind of than Facebook. Anyway, advertisers agree that Instagram is younger and cooler. And so Facebook has really changed rules around ads as part of an effort to clean up, I guess you could say, clean up its like data supply chain. So many ad dollars are migrating from Facebook to Instagram because Instagram is like the cooler version. They're not, I mean, that doesn't really mean they're leaving Facebook because they're not leaving the company because Facebook owns Instagram. But still, they're shifting to Instagram. And one analyst estimates that ads on Instagram will account for 70% of Facebook's new revenue by 2020. Mark Rabkin is the vice president of ads and business platform at Facebook. And he says that the most exciting thing for the company is stories. So, you know, stories on your Instagram, the parts that you like tap through and they show up and they only last 24 hours. They're really popular and they do expire. Also, Instagram, yeah, like, may have stolen the idea from Snapchat, but, like, stories are so popular and apparently cool that even Facebook has them now. Granted, everyone uses the Instagram stories. Not many people use the Facebook stories, at least not that I'm aware of. But Rabkin has said that people are posting over a billion stories a day. A billion stories a day. And advertisers need to embrace the format quickly in order to stay relevant and in order to keep pushing ads in our face, frankly. Also, according to an interview that Rabkin had with Marketplace Tech, and Marketplace Tech is a weekday show that helps listeners understand like business and technology. According to Rabkin in this interview, Facebook has been hosting boot camps for advertisers to teach them how to make like new kinds of ads. So you can really expect to see a lot more ads in your stories because of these boot camps that they're training all of these advertisers on, which really, do advertisers need more help? I feel like they're just going to figure it out anyway. At least give us some peace before the storm comes. But continuing, what about users? Like, the question is, what about users? Like, they might not be so excited for all these ads because, again, give us a break before this all just comes. Like, we don't really need it in our stories. We don't ever need it anywhere. I understand that the company wants it so that we can continue to have Instagram for free. But, like, what if we're all not excited to see more ads in our feeds? And the interviewer of this, the interviewer asked Rabkin the same question. And his response is, quote, "I think people will be okay. We have, over the years, so much experience figuring out how to add ads to a product in a way that people respect and enjoy. I think we," he means Facebook, "will be able to get people to a good place, manage their expectations, provide them a good experience, just like we've done in all the other products we've been able to monetize with ads." They've monetized so many things. Like, your Facebook feed, so many ads. Everywhere, like on the sidebar, just like popping up, it's, there are a lot. Rabkin was also asked if he worries that ads for like fake or low quality products will turn people off from buying things that are advertised on Instagram. Rabkin responded that Facebook is making progress to measure how happy people are after adding the purchasing experience and or after the purchasing experience. And then based on how the buyers browse ads in the future, you know, if they're still into them or not, Facebook wants to manage the ads and the purchasing so that every experience users have with ads on Facebook or Instagram makes them confident and ultimately more likely to engage with businesses on the platform in the future. Also, if Facebook finds that the users are not happy with the products, they will work to manage the selling companies. So Instagram already has ads like in your feed as you're scrolling. And I've seen ads on my Instagram stories as well, but these are kind of like the ads where you can buy like straight from the Instagram like stories or your feeds, you know, like you can tap and then that little like dot comes up and you can tap that dot to take you to the site, like to go buy the product, or they're just advertisements and you can then click their profile and then go to their website to buy their product. It's just going to be like more of that, especially in your stories. More of them are going to come. And apparently they're being trained by like Facebook and how to like do it. So whenever, we're just going to have so many ads. Rabkin also said that Facebook is experimenting with new forms like augmented reality ads, and those might let you virtually try on makeup or see how a couch would look in your living room using your phone's camera right in the Instagram app, which is kind of crazy, but I guess VR is the future. I think a VR couch would be kind of cool just to, you know, like try it on, like just to see how it would look in my room. I think that'd be kind of cool. Anyway, one thing is for sure is that Instagram is where the money is, so you can really just expect a lot more commerce going on in your feed in 2019. There's already ads. There are already so many. I'm not looking forward to just the flood of 10 times more. Who wants that? I mean, I really don't. I don't need it. None of us do, but we didn't ask for it, and it's still coming, so prepare your tapping abilities to really quickly tap away, and don't miss. Don't, like, hit the advertisement and get that pop-up to take you to their website. Practice now, because it's just going to get worse. Practice, like, fast scrolling. Do whatever you can. Anyway, that brings us to the end of the show. So thank you all so much for listening, and please tune in to the next Social Media News podcast episode.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.